Some wore the gleam of self-sighting. Others walked their lane with egotism. Some even considered me a spark. Little did they know, my future was a grey area, an invasive route leading to an alien world, a world I am yet to discern. So guys, this was a poem I wrote like last year, I don't know, before I struggled to write as book for a while. Okay guys, welcome to another episode, and today's episode will be titled Writer's Block. I know some of us believe that writer's block is a genuine disorder, others believe that it's all in your head, you just imagine things and all. Regardless, we can all agree that it is very painful. But before we start, let's take a short break for me to gather wisdom for the next few minutes. Okay guys, now, what is writer's block? Writer's block or mental block is a state of being unable to proceed with writing and or the inability to start writing something new. That is, you can be unable to complete your present project and still be able to start something new, or you might find it difficult to do either of these. And writer's block may have several causes, sometimes from the work or things going on in the author's life, like physical illness, depression, financial issues and all that. Or it might actually come from the work itself. I'm going to state three broad causes of writer's block. But before that, let's listen to this lovely song titled Dark Still Dawn by Zane and Sia.
Not trying to be in there, not trying to be cool, just trying to be in this. Tell me how you do. Can you feel where the wind is? Can you feel it through all of the windows inside this room? 'Cause I wanna touch you, baby, and I wanna feel you too. I wanna see the sunrise and your sins just me and you. Light it up on the run. Let's make love tonight. Make it up, fall in love twice. But you know.
Life in the daytime is over. There's eyes on you everywhere. You know that, right? I'm watching you. My crew's watching you. You know your little homies? They pissed off. They mad at you, bruh. Your name is mud on the streets. Oh, I know who you are.
You don't know me.
We were shot like a jacket. So do yours, yeah. We will roll down the rapids to find a wave that fits. Can you feel where the wind is? Can you feel it through all of the windows inside this room?
'Cause I wanna touch you, baby. I wanna feel you too. I wanna see the sunrise and your sins just me.
Light it up on the run.
Let's make love tonight.
Maybe I'm right here. Okay, guys, the three broad causes of writer's block. Number one, excessively harsh self-criticism. That is when you give yourself no internal motivation at all. You always want to look for the mistakes you make and everything like that. Secondly, fear of comparison to other writers. You're scared about being compared to others. You feel like everybody is better than you or something like that. And lack of external motivation, like when you don't get praises or support from other people, and all that can cause writer's block. But we can always try to overcome writer's block by developing a writing routine. Twyla Tapp said, creativity is a habit, and the best creativity is a result of good work habits. If you only write when you feel creative, you just might get stuck in writer's block. You need to discipline yourself to write regularly, like every day, every other day, or weekly, even on weekends. And secondly, writers can spend hours looking for the perfect words or phrases to illustrate a concept. This thing they kill. Like, you can avoid this by simply putting what you are thinking down. Just write the word you are thinking at that point. Just put it down. Then you can come back to refine it later using thesaurus or any other thing. Thirdly, please go out and do other things. When you feel like you don't have or you can't put your idea into, you can't illustrate your idea the way you want it to be, go out, do other things, take a break, go to an exhibition, to the cinema or a restaurant, eat well, rest, then come back to complete what you have started. It's not a marathon. It's not. Yes, guys, this one I'm about to say might sound confusing because, like, one health education thingy. But take a shower. Like, when you're experiencing writer's block, go into your bathroom and take a shower. I'm not trying to teach personal hygiene or anything, but some of us might have heard before that many great ideas are gotten in the shower. Some of us might have even experienced it. This is because when you're showering or even walking, like when you're taking a walk or something, like, for example, I take long walks to get new ideas. Your brain goes on autopilot and it's leaving your unconscious to wander about without restrictions, so you can easily make creative connections at this time when you're walking or when you're showering. You can easily think, you can easily daydream and stuff like that, so it really helps. And last but not the least, balance your inner critic. The inner critic is always there to bring your writing to a halt. Be too much doubt, be doubting everything, be like, oh god. But successful writers like Stephen King, Margaret Atwood, and Charles Bukowski have what they have in common is that they have the ability to hear their inner critics, acknowledge them, and then move on. You should not ignore your inner critic, but at the same time, you shouldn't acknowledge anything that is insecure or irrelevant, because sometimes it just kills the whole idea and everything. Okay, I'll draw the curtain at this point, guys. If you try all these things and your mental block doesn't disappear, or more, pray with all your heart. Go no go shimos. Bye bye, sweetheart. Till next week. And please do not forget to share with all your friends. Thank you so, so much. This episode has come to an end. I love you guys. Bye.